You're listening to the KXT Afternoon Show. I'm Joe Cozera. Welcome to the Afternoon Show today. Hope you're having a great Friday afternoon. Got a real treat for you today. Mason Jennings joins us in the studio today. He's a singer, songwriter, currently residing in Minnesota. His music is very honest and very memorable. He's recorded over 12 albums since 1997. His newest album is called Blood of Man. His music and approach to songwriting couldn't be expressed any better than it is on his website. Quote, "There is a void in pop music these days, one filled with a plethora of vacuous songs riddled with anger and sexual come-ons. For that reason, songwriters that speak from the heart and with literary poise are needed, and that's where Mason Jennings comes in. Mason is in Dallas to play a solo show at the Granada Theater tonight. We're very happy to have him in the studio today. Welcome, Mason.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Oh, great. Thanks for coming. How about a song to start us off?
Okay, cool. This is a song called Lonely Road.
Gotta walk it just a little bit farther. Heaven knows it can't get any harder than it is today. Lonely road, it's light ahead, but is it getting farther? Heaven knows it can't get any darker than it is today. Who do you miss in times like this? When your thoughts are filled with sadness and regrets, to who do you pray when you've lost your way and you've such a heavy load? Let me walk with you upon this lonely road. And a brand new feeling, nothing's moving but my heart is reeling since you went away. Lonely road, gotta walk it till I start forgiving, find another way to go on living without you today. Who do you miss in times like this? When your thoughts are filled with sadness and regrets, to who do you pray when you've lost your way and you've such a heavy load? Let me walk with you upon this lonely road. Gotta walk it till the thought astounds you, and you look and find that all around you people walk with you. Lonely road, you gotta walk it till you won't forget it, that the point is never where you're headed, it's what you're going through. Who do you miss in times like this? When your thoughts are filled with sadness and regrets, to who do you pray when you've lost your way and you've such a heavy load? Let me walk with you upon this lonely road.
It's Lonely Road from Mason Jennings right here in the studio live at KXT. Very, very nice.
Thank you.
So now you were born in Hawaii and your family moved to Pennsylvania and then you finally moved to Minnesota?
Yeah, it's like a strange road, right? But Yeah, I like I lived in Hawaii when I was just a little boy, and my mom was a lingerie buyer, like an international lingerie buyer. And then my dad one day just said he was tired of the pastel colors of the sunset. And he said, that's what he said. It's like, I've had enough pastels. We're out of here, you know? So we moved to Pittsburgh, which is the opposite of pastels.
He wanted some more grays.
Yeah, he's like, grays and browns and Steelers. And so we moved to Pittsburgh, and then I lived there through high school. And then after that, I traveled around the country and came to Minnesota and just fell in love with it. It just felt right to me, and I felt home there. So I've been there for about 15 years now.
And you moved to Minnesota specifically to pursue your musical career, right?
Yeah, it felt like a good spot. You know, like I had grown up listening to The Replacements and the Jayhawks and, you know, Prince. And I went up there and I just started, you know, looking around, and it was just, there's so many places to play original music. And it was kind of a really cool blend between a rural feel and then also like a pretty intellectual city with a lot of theaters and just cool radio stations. And I just felt really, really like a happening spot to kind of try something, you know. And for me, it felt like with what I do, it's more folk based or lyric based. And it just seemed like a good place to give it a go. So it's been really good to me. It's been nice.
And you recorded your first album there too. And I love stories about first recordings for, you know, demos and first albums. Talk a little bit about that, about your first album.
Yeah, I was just trying. I had a bag full of tapes. You know, when I moved up there, I just had a guitar and a bag. And I thought, well, you know, if I can get like a cassette tape recorder and fill one cassette full of songs, you know, like then I can start calling myself a musician, you know. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to record this. So I got this Radio Shack little tape machine and started recording songs. And then I tried to get gigs with these tapes, and people would be like, you know, you can't just bring a bag of tapes into here. We need like a CD, you know, you got to make a CD. And it's like, I'm broke. How am I going to make a CD? So I had this one guy say, that's the goal. Make that the goal. So for about a year and a half, I just saved up all my money and got like an old reel-to-reel recording machine, a 4-track. And I remember buying it, and then I had no way to get it home. So it was like this big, heavy thing. And I'm like, oh, I bought it. I saved up the money. And then I'm like, oh, no, I can't carry this, you know. So I had to like call my friends and get it home some way. But that, I recorded it all myself. I played all the instruments on it and made it in my living room. And then slowly just, you know, that helped me get gigs. And then I started selling that out of the back of, I got a truck, and I started selling that out of the back of my trucks, and just slowly grew from there. You know?
How about another song for us?
This is a song called Tourist. It's also off my new record, Blood of Man.
Great.
1, 2, 3. It's who you are now, who you want to be now, or are you nothing you don't want to be? Is what you wanted really what you wanted, or is it nothing like your dream? Mama, there's a hole in the life we've made, thousands of people laughing in the shade, pointing their fingers at the mess we've made. There's a tourist in every heart that just wants to stay. But winter is coming and it's time to go. It's already over, we just didn't know. They're stacking up wood where the flowers grow. There's a tourist in every heart that can't wait to go. It's who you are now, who you wanna be now, or are you someone you don't wanna be? It's what you wanted, really what you want. There's a boat and it waits for us. Somewhere there's a time and a place for us. It could be perfect if it wasn't for us. 'Cause mama, we're in love with a memory, a perfect dream of how it used to be, when our hair was windy and our nights were free. That tourist in every heart heart sees what it wants to see. It's who you are now, who you want to be now, or are you someone you don't want to be? 'Cause what you wanted, really what you wanted, or is it nothing like a dream?
Mason Jennings is here in the studio at KXT 91.7. You just heard Tourist. Very, very nice.
Thanks.
So you get a really distinctive voice, and your songs are really good. Other than the Replacements, who else influenced you?
I think it's all over the place. You know, I just fell in love with the craft of songwriting, you know, from an early age. I felt like, wow, this is amazing. You can kind of just take what's going on in your life and funnel it into a song, you know. So everybody from Cole Porter and Hank Williams and the classic songwriters to, you know, like... the Pixies and Lou Reed and, you know, whatever. It's sort of like food, you know, whatever you're in the mood for that day. I kind of think of it like that.
There's so much good stuff to be influenced by. There really is.
Exactly. And depending on what you need, you can almost tell spiritually, like what you're in the mood for, you know, like what you need that day.
So now in 2008, you released your album In the Ever mm-hmm. on Jack Johnson's label, Brushfire Records. Yeah. Where does the title In the Ever come from?
Oh, it comes from, I'm a parent. I have two sons, and one day we were driving, and my little boy, my oldest son, he just looks at me from the back seat in the rearview mirror and said, "Hey, Dad, remember before I was born when I was in the ever?" I was like, "Whoa, how is that not a phrase? You know, that's like the classic." So I said, "No, I don't really remember that exactly. Do you?" And he's like, "Yeah, yeah, totally. You know, it's pretty beautiful." And I started, the whole record is sort of about, you know, passing through and moving through and not feeling like at home anywhere. And I thought, you know, if this world is not my home, where's my home? And that seemed like, the ever seemed like a good name for it.
That's a great title. Really great title. I love the story on your website about you having to show your six-year-old what an electric guitar is.
Yeah, it was funny. We were like hanging up Christmas ornaments last year, and I hung up an electric guitar ornament, and he's like, "What's that? You know, I never seen that before." And I'm like, "What? I'm your dad. I'm a musician. Are you kidding me?" He's like, "What is this thing?" So I said, "Hold on." So I went downstairs and I got this electric guitar out of the basement, you know, out of the dust. And I started playing My Generation by The Who. And he climbed me. He like went up my back. He's like on my shoulders, just like, "Yes," you know. And they never want me to play around the house. You know, whenever I play guitar, they're like, "Knock it off." But if I get an electric guitar out, they could listen to it for hours. You know, it's sort of a different, it's like a different nutrient, you know.
With distortion.
And that's what happened on my last record. So I sort of went from there and I thought, you know, this is kind of fun. So I started recording a lot of stuff with electric guitar. And so my last record, Blood of Man, is mostly a electric record. It's a lot more raw than my other work. So I don't have it with me today because it's hard to travel with the whole rig. But yeah, that record's more electric.
So, and you actually hosted a radio show in Minnesota?
Yeah, I've been on a few times. You know, like I haven't done my own yet. I'm still toying with the idea, but I love doing it, you know. So it's something in the back of my mind always. I just realize it'd be a real big commitment. So I'm just kind of waiting for the perfect inspiration for what kind of radio show I'd want to do. But yeah, I love it.
A lot of artists are doing radio shows on satellite radio, like guest hosts and stuff like that. Yeah,
no, there's all kinds of options now, which is it's just fun for me. Like, I'm an artist first, you know. The music is, it's like how I express myself. But I'm always just, you know, I'm always drawing or thinking of things, you know, painting and. Well, not painting so much, but drawing. I just thought of painting because artist says painting, but I do whatever, you know, like my whole life is a creative expression. So I love the idea of radio.
Well, how about one more song for us?
Okay, cool. This is a song called Hospitals and Jails.
We could sit beneath the evening, let the day turn blue. I could never let the darkness replace the thought of you. Come on, darling, let's catch that train to wherever we call God. Maybe it's in Massachusetts or maybe not. It's just you and I. It's just a you and I, my dear, you and I. It's just a you and I. Let's keep our boots pointed west, stay left of the police. Well, I know you're like a freight train to escape your family. You got a father who has done you wrong and a mother who doesn't care. Get your backbone up, my darling. Let down your head. It's just a you and I. It's just a you and I, my dear, you and I. It's just a you and I. When all the world turns into hospitals and jails, I can always count on your love to be my bail. And we'll go traveling on from year to year, just you and I, my dear. I've got my backpack full of 14 cartons of cigarettes. Cigarettes, I got a bumper sticker on my chest that says no regrets, no regrets. I got your love draped all around me like a big black cape, a big black cape. All the billboards on the highway say, don't be late, don't be late. It's just a you and I, it's just a you and I, my dear, you and I. It's just a you and I. When turns into hospitals and jails, I can always count on your love to be my bail. And we'll go traveling on from year to year, just you and I, my dear. Well, I woke up in the middle of the kitchen floor. I was listening for your knocking, but you weren't outside my door. And I know that you won't be coming around in the way I want you to. I wish you'd throw your arms around me, but it's not for me. It's not for me. It's not to be. It'll be just me. And I know I never told you how I felt, but you could never understand the blues that you have dealt me. So I'll keep traveling on from year to year, just to you and I, my dear. You and I, my dear. Same thing year after year. It'll be just me, my dear.
You're listening to KXT 91.7. That's Mason Jennings. Very, very nice. That's Hospitals and Jails. Thanks so much for coming by today.
Yeah, thank appreciate you. It. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you bet. You bet. Mason Jennings' new album is called Blood of Man. He also plays a solo show tonight at 7 at the Granada Theater in Dallas, tomorrow night in Austin at Antone's. Check out the concerts page at kxt.org for more listings of live performances and venues. I'm Joe Cazera. This is KXT 91.7, Music to the Core.